It's 5:45 on day 5 p.m. I've just had a quick dinner at a roadhouse in Mount Larkham. Not that flash, chicken and chips and a 750ml bottle of iced coffee. It's still 75 kilometres to Rockhampton, which was my goal for the day. I'll be lucky to do it in 3 hours, probably more like 3.5 hours. I'll need to have a break going that far. I've already done about 260 kilometres a day today, and I'm very tired and need to go to sleep. The sun's just set in front of me, and for the first time all day, the wind seems to have died, and I'm hopefully going to make a bit better time than I have up until now. It's been a long, slow day, undulating almost the whole way, lightly timbered, grazing country, lots of trucks, often a very narrow edge to the road, so the trucks have come very close on a number of occasions. I'm looking forward to getting north of Rockhampton, where there aren't quite so many trucks. This stretch I'm on now is going to be busy. It's the corridor between Gladstone and Rockhampton, both big cities. Hopefully there'll be a little bit less traffic because the working day is nearly over, but we'll see how we go. I've thought a lot of times today about chucking this in, or why I'm out here. I guess there's been a big temptation to compromise on how far I go today and to have stopped at one of the last couple of towns. But I think if I can get to at least the southern outskirts of Rockhampton and find a motel there, I'll feel a lot happier about it tomorrow. Even though it just means getting 5 hours sleep in tonight. I'll do the minimum of diary stuff and just jump straight into bed when I get there, hopefully. Of course, hopefully I'll be able to find a motel that's got a room. Otherwise, I think I'll just pull the tent out and sleep in a park somewhere. Not much to report about today that I haven't already said. At one point, I had a mechanical problem when a shredded piece of road tyre from some truck or other that was a mixture of rubber and wire somehow jumped up and got caught in my derailleur and rear sprocket and wound itself around a couple of times before I managed to stop. I had to take the back wheel off to disentangle it. However, doesn't seem to have done any damage, which is good. I was a little bit worried for a while. Tomorrow, still a fairly long day, 297 up to Serena, but they're forecasting fresher southeasterly winds tomorrow, so I hope they deliver, and that'll make the day's travel a little bit easier. That's it for now.